Hello, my name is Dr. John Cipolla, and I teach clarinet and saxophone at Western Kentucky University. Today's podcast is called Internalizing the Music. As players, saxophone and clarinet, so often we're taught to read music and follow the directions on the page. We read the music, put our fingers in the right place, and blow the air. The more the notes and the faster they occur, the more difficult the music is said to be. We often tend to judge music on how difficult it is. But what actually is difficulty in music? Difficulty is trying to lift a heavy weight, but playing fast 16th notes or high notes are not difficulties in music. They're simply areas we are not as familiar with. These are areas that haven't been explored as much as, say, a C major scale, for instance. The process. Internalizing music means to learn a piece of music or a technique of playing music so thoroughly that it no longer requires any conscious thought to execute. The process of internalizing music is a matter of slow repetition of very small segments of a piece of music or a technique of playing the instrument. This repetition ingrains what is being learned deeply in our subconscious. The goal is to work on something until it becomes effortless, till it plays itself. The steps. The first step in practicing something is to understand what areas of the piece or scale are less familiar to us, what we used to think were the hard parts. The next step is to spend time visiting and revisiting those areas until our fingers, ears, and breathing become comfortable and familiar with these techniques. Does this sound too simplistic? Maybe it is, but it actually works. The catch is that it may take weeks, months, or sometimes years for our bodies to allow these actions to occur without conscious thought. One of the most important steps in this process of learning is to not look at a printed page of music. Play things without looking at the music. One might say, "I can't memorize things that easily." Well, this is not really memorization. This is learning something very deeply. Play a small portion of a phrase over and over, but while playing it, use your ears and listen to the music while you're playing. Then try to sing the phrase away from the instrument. Try to play the phrase starting on different notes. If this seems too overwhelming, take another approach. The Happy Birthday exercise. Sing the first few bars of the song Happy Birthday. Happy birthday to you. Now, play the song on your instrument, starting on any note. Now, once you figure it out and feel comfortable, play it starting on other notes. When this ultimately feels comfortable, play the tune on all 12 notes, and then you'll really know the tune. The same holds true for learning any music. The only difference is that some music is longer than a simple tune like Happy Birthday, so one needs to spend more time with it. But the concepts are the same. Only work with a very small segment of music and don't move on to other areas until that one area is thoroughly learned. Brushing our teeth and child walking. Here's another analogy. When we brush our teeth, we put the toothpaste on the brush, put it in our mouth, and begin brushing. We don't miss our mouths when we put the brush in. We've done it so many times that this action is familiar to our muscles, and we do it without thought. How about walking? Try looking at a child learning to walk. They look like Frankenstein. Their legs are stiff and their balance is unsure, and after a few steps, they fall. But an older child or adult doesn't give walking a second thought. In fact, they literally don't give the action of walking any conscious thought at all. They have a thought like, "I'd like to get a glass of milk," and so they simply get up and go to the refrigerator and get it, without having to tell their legs or feet what to do. Learning music can be the same. When we ingrain the techniques of playing an instrument and understanding the rudiments of music, like music theory and music form, so thoroughly through lots of repetitive practice, slow repetitive practice, we remove the need for conscious thought to help us execute the music. At this point, one's unique voice can be expressed through the music. Charlie Parker and Art Tatum. Two of the greatest musicians to ever live, Charlie Parker and Art Tatum, often played their repertoire in many keys. In fact, Art Tatum might start out a tune in one key and then, by the bridge, modulate to a completely different key. Charlie Parker would play his repertoire in many keys. Keys didn't matter to these musicians because they were familiar with all 12 keys equally. What these artists have in common is the ability to let the music flow through them without their egos, opinions, fears, and technical difficulties getting in the way. They achieved this level of artistry by slowly and methodically internalizing the many aspects of music and playing their instrument. They've done this to the point where they don't really have to think consciously about executing the music. The music within them is able to flow freely through them. There are no little voices saying, uh-oh, here comes the hard part. How should I practice? One might say, that all sounds all well and good, but I practice 3 hours a day and I don't get to that level of proficiency. Well, the point is not the number of hours spent practicing. The most important point to master is what you do practice before moving on to other things. Master means to learn something so thoroughly that one always executes it correctly, similar to the analogy of brushing the teeth. This type of practicing can seem to take a long time. One might say, I can't spend too much time on this scale or that pattern now because I have so many other things to learn. The volume of demands becomes overwhelming and the practice session is then spent skimming over things and not really learning any one thing thoroughly. But the time spent internalizing something is much shorter than one thinks. Try to remember the times you spent practicing a piece over and over and over, and there were those few passages that are always very difficult, that never felt quite right. You perform the piece and kind of get through those passages, and then say to yourself, glad that's over. But then later on, when you pick the piece up sometime later, maybe possibly even some years later, those passages are no easier. If one took the time to properly internalize the music, it would not only always be with you, but any of the problems that were conquered while spending time with the piece would carry over to the other pieces that have similar challenges. What happens then is that the more material that is learned in this thorough manner, the easier music in general starts to become. When enough facility is gained, most music played will be done with little or no conscious thought, thus allowing one's unique personality to emerge. This will happen because there will not be any technical hurdles to conquer in the music or on the instrument. Or I should say, not that there's no technical hurdles, but fewer. When practicing, don't try to conquer an entire work at once. Live with a small passage until it becomes easy. A teacher once said to me, something is properly learned when it can be played flawlessly 6 times in a row. Generally, if something is not learned thoroughly enough, there will probably be a lapse in concentration or a technical lapse when trying to play something 6 times in a row. So use this 6 times rule as a test. If a mistake is made, go back. Spend some more time working that passage slowly until you have time to think about what you're doing. Patience and having fun practicing. Most importantly, remember not to get discouraged. Have patience and fun while you're practicing. Carefully listen to what you play, find the problem areas, and fix them through slow repetition. Also, enjoy the process of practicing and the sounds you produce. Music is fun and food for the soul, and this includes music made while practicing. Two books that I recommend highly are The Inner Game of Music by Barry Green with W. Timothy Galway, and that's published by Doubleday. And I also highly recommend a book called Effortless Mastery by Kenny Werner, and this is published by Jamie Abersold Jazz. Thank you very much, and happy practicing.